We present Jazz Score, reminiscent quiz program on the subject of jazz. Taking part, we have six leading exponents and players who'll be introduced and quizzed by your chairman, Benny Green.
Hello and welcome to a new series of Jazz Score, which is coming to you from RAF Uxbridge, the home of the famous RAF Central Band, and we're in the number one studio there. And uniquely for us, we are host to six jazz musicians instead of four. Now, these six are touring the country under the name of the Benny Goodman Alumni, which translated into English means the Benny Goodman Alumni. Now, it so happens that three of this band are American, and the other three were born in Britain, so that makes it very easy for us to divide them into two teams. Captain of the American team is a guitarist who's very comical and funny, Barney Kessel. Supporting him, we have a man who started out in life as a violin player and went into the United States Navy, and the Navy convinced him a change to a double bass. And he played with Coleman Hawkins, Woody Herman, Dexter Gordon, they're just a few. And a warm welcome, please, for Major Holly. Last and certainly least of the Americans is a drummer who has worked with everybody from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra to Dizzy Gillespie, Mr. Bobby Rosengarten. Leading the British team, we have a vibraphone player who was born in Lincolnshire, but has been living on the other side of the Atlantic, if you can call that living, since the early 1950s, Mr. Peter Appleyard. Next, a British-born pianist who started out with a Johnny Dangerous big band before moving to America to make a name for himself in studio and TV bands, and that name was Derek Smith. And our last guest is no stranger at Radio 2. He seems to be on the waves all the time, either with a quintet, a quartet, a trio, or a solo something. Clarinet player David Shepherd. The first round is called Real Names. In the jazz world, it's always been fashionable to call yourself by a nickname instead of the Christian name you were born with, or occasionally the Jewish name you were born with. We all know that Count Basie... We all know that Count Basie's real name was William, that's easy. What about Dodo Marmarosa? Barney Kessel, you work with him.
Michael.
No, my name's Benny. Barney, you're right, it was called Michael Marmarosa. I'm reminded of that old business in the movies, you know, that Robert Taylor's real name was Spangler Brew, and nobody could believe
Spangler
it.
Spangler Arlington Brew.
Spangler Arlington Schmarlington, yeah. And that John Wayne's real name was Marion. Peter Appleyard, you work with a clarinet player, Peanuts Hucko. Now, nobody's really called Hucko. I mean, nobody's really called Peanuts. What's his real Christian name?
Michael.
We'll give you the points, because it was Michael Andrew Hucko. Major Holly, now, that's a likely name. I ought to explain to you, by the way, that although Barney's the captain, we've got a major in the side, but Major's... Major is his real name. Now, Major, you played with the Woody Herman Orchestra, yes?
Yes.
What was Woody's real name?
Woodrow Herman.
Well, yeah, we'll give you that. It's Woodrow Charles. Anybody in the team know why he was called Woodrow?
Just a guess, would it be after the President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson?
It was indeed. What a handle to give a man. Yes, it was indeed. Give Barney a bonus for that, for knowing his American presidential history. 1954, Dave Shepherd backed the legendary Billie Holiday on a British tour. Dave, what was her real name? Don't say William, for goodness.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Eleanor. Nobody got that. Now, the world's greatest jazz band is an American band of very humble origins, I should think, that boasts a lot of great names among its ranks. Now, Bobby Rosengarten is one of them, and so is the leader, Yank Lawson. What is Yank's real name?
John Ray Lawson.
Very good. What about that Ray, R-H-E-A? I thought that was some kind of an animal.
No, not at all. He's a country boy, Missouri, or Missouri, depending on what part of the United States you're from. But he's a country boy, and he still has, Yank's well in his 70s, and he still has, the accent got thicker somewhere along the line. He lived in New York for so many, many years.
Yeah, he came and did a couple of jazz scores last year, and I didn't understand a word he said. Needless to say, he won the competition.
But the best thing is that he still plays good.
Oh, sure. Finally, Derek Smith. Now, you made a record in 1977 in New York with a group that was called the Progressive Record All-Star Tenor Sax Spectacular. Whew. One of the tenor players was Flip Phillips. Now, what is Flip covering up? Joseph is right. Yeah, Joseph Edward Phillips. Okay, folks, you see how easy it is?
Yeah.
And you see how flippant our approach is? Please don't worry. This is round two, and it's called Benny Goodman. Now, you're all touring the UK playing the music of Goodman, and at least five of you have actually worked with Goodman. And it seemed inevitable we'd have a round of music connected with Benjamin David Goodman. Now, the first record is for you, Barney. July 52, this version of Bye Bye Blues was made. Now, is this Benny Goodman? And another point, who's playing guitar? Now, first of all, Barney, for one point, was that Benny Goodman, you think?
I don't think it is.
It was?
That's what I say. I thought it was.
Yeah, well, you... Now, if I tell you it was, does that help you with the identity of the guitarist?
Not a bit.
Anybody for a bonus?
We know what it is.
You know what it is?
It was Mondo Law.
Point.
And it was Benny Goodman.
Yes, you're right. Give a bonus point. Mondo Law. Okay.
As Benny Goodman would have said, Barney... You're good, but you're not great.
You know, Mundell Lowe was a guitar player at NBC, National Broadcasting Company, in New York for many, many years. And he had a nickname. And I didn't give it to him, but the name everybody called him that.
What was that?
Mendel. Mendel, it's a Yiddish name.
Yes, I know that. Yeah.
It's a Yiddish name. And he was as unlike any Mendel that ever lived.
What does Mendel mean?
What's his name?
Just a name.
It's not a name. It means something.
No more than major means anything.
That's my name.
See, I told you.
My father's name was Major, so don't play around with it.
But you're a Major Junior.
That's right.
A few years back, I went to Japan with Benny Carter and a few guys, and it was my first trip to Japan. And I was just having a wonderful time. I'm a real Teddy tourist anyway, So we went on a program, something like this, but it was a television program, and it happened to be Mundell and I. And the interviewer said, "Oh, Mr. Smith, how do you like Japan?" And I said, "Oh, it's just wonderful. I love the food. The people are so good to us, and they're so knowledgeable about jazz." He said, yes. "No, Mr. Rowe, not Mr. Lowe, Mr. Rowe, were you ever in Japan before?" So Mundell said, "Yes. I was in the Army of Occupation." They threw us out.
Well, I think that's a very fair answer. And I think we better knock you down first, Peter, because your record goes back to 1945. Now, we really want to know who the vibraphone player was. This is I Got Rhythm, but I want you to tell me not only who the vibraphone player was, but was this Benny Goodman or not? I gave you an easy one, Peter. I'm sorry about that. Well, was that Benny Goodman?
That was Benny Goodman with Brett Nova, with Slam Stewart, Maury Feld, and Teddy Wilson, I think.
And what was the number on the studio door?
What were they wearing?
You get two full points for that. Bobby, is this Benny Goodman? He's playing an Isham Jones standard. Tell me if it's Benny Goodman, and you get a bonus if you can name any of the other musicians on the session. What do you think, Bobby?
I don't think that was Benny.
Of course it wasn't. That's quite an easy one, actually. Yeah. We'll give you
the wrong melody note, too. He did it every time the first section.
Wasn't that Kenny? How do you say his name? Davern or...
That's good enough for a bonus point. It was Kenny Davern playing
was
the clarinet. Yeah, it was, yeah.
I'm going to kick him in the head. He knows better.
You knew it, folks, but you never said so. Now, we go on to you, Dave. Now, this is the Edgar Sampson's standard, Blue Lou, which Benny Goodman, I know, recorded with the Sextet and the big band. But the question is... This is slightly different. Who is this British clarinet player, and what connection is there, if any, between the Benny Goodman and the drummer?
Cash.
Yeah, you get a point for that. Now, what was the connection between Benny Goodman and the drummer in that group?
Well, the only connection I can think of is that Vic used to use a drummer by the name of Benny Goodman. I don't know if that's the same guy.
You're absolutely right. You get a point for that. That drummer, Benny Goodman, led a checkered career because of his name. And I worked with him before he was very well known. We worked in a Dixieland band together. And he said to me one day, look, my life is a misery. I'm Benny Goodman and people don't believe me. He said, they thinking I'm faking it or they mix me up. He said, I'm going to have to change my name to Dave Goodman. So I said to him, why don't you write to Benny Goodman and tell him to change his name to Dave Goodman? Now, he didn't seem to think this was a very good idea. Anyway, Major Holly, there's a record made in 1955. Now, what do you make of this? Is this Benny Goodman?
Could I answer that question about Benny Goodman and Vic Ash?
I'm too old to remember that.
Well, we used to work at the old Mapleton Jazz Club.
We all did, yeah.
Yeah, Benny Goodman was a pretty good little drummer at the time, and Vic Ash was a terrible clarinet player. But that was long ago, you know.
Yeah.
I think that was... Jimmy Hamilton and Duke Ellington's band.
Quite right, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Benny, but I'm impressed by that.
Really? Well, I'm depressed by it because I thought he was going to say somebody else.
I was in that band, you know.
Oh. You weren't on that record, were you?
No, not that record.
All right, Derek, last record in the round goes to you. Now, this was made in 1941. Who is a piano player, and a bonus if you can tell me the trumpeter or the tenor sax player? by that one. That really does take me back. I bought that for 5 shillings and 4 halfpence in London during the war and was completely bewildered by the skill of it all.
Was that the Parlophone Super Rhythm Series?
It really was, with a blue label.
And on the other side was a song called As Long As I Live, I think, wasn't it?
It was the other side of As Long As I Live. You're quite right. And the greatest solo on either side was, we didn't hear it, was Charlie Christian. Yeah. On guitar, he was the one who dominated the group. But anybody, well, it's just Derek's question. Derek, who's the piano player?
Count Basie.
What about the trumpet player?
Well, I'll defer to Peter there. You know, it was Cootie Williams, hadn't
you? Yeah, that's fine. And what about the tenor player?
So that's Georgie Auld.
Georgie Auld is correct, that's right. Well, you did very well there. You got 4 points between you. The last round this week has got to be a giveaway because it's called Your Own Instrument. So shame on you if you don't get them all right. Barney, not only is your man playing the guitar, but he's also singing. What about this?
They call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Yes, they call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse and Thursday's also sad.
I think it's Aaron T-Bone Walker.
You get a point for that. Now, could you tell me, I'll give you a bonus, why is he called T-Bone?
Because he, as a kid, was a vegetarian, and he never ate meat, but the first thing he tried was T-bone steaks. I'm desperate for an answer.
I was waiting.
I figured if you didn't really know, I could get away with it.
I was waiting for you to say he was the carnivore of Venice, but no, the reason they call him T-bone is an even worse pun. His full name is Aaron T-Bode Walker, T-H-I-B-A-U-D. And that sounds sufficiently like T-Bone, according to T-Bone. Yeah. And you get 1 point for that. Peter, a vibes player playing one of his own compositions, 1969. Who is he? And you get a bonus if you tell me who's on piano. Not easy, Peter.
Yeah.
Who's the vibes player?
Gary Burton.
No.
Dave Pike.
No. I'll have to throw it to the other side.
Don Elliott.
No.
Margie Hines.
No.
I can't think of the young man's name.
Is it Mike Mariani? Did you?
Bobby Hutcherson.
Oh, that's who I was trying
to. Now tell me, gentlemen, who's the pianist?
Bill Evans.
No.
Liberace.
No. Chick Corea.
Chick Corea,
yeah.
I've got it written down here, Chick.
Yeah, well, that's no good written down. I got it written down here. I don't get a point. Major, who is this bass player paying a respect to another bass player who had died in 1942, and this record was made in 1972? First of all, Major, who's the bass player playing there?
It's Ray Brown.
1 point. Who's he paying tribute to?
To James Blanton.
2 points. Who's the pianist?
Oscar Peterson.
No. Barney is busting himself there. Who is it?
It's Duke Ellington.
It's Duke Ellington.
I didn't know it was Duke Ellington. I should have known it would be somebody devious.
Yes, devious than I did. What I'm trying to find for you next time, Major, is an Oscar Peterson album where somebody else is playing a piano. But never mind.
Beautiful.
Dave. Now, Dave, we're going to ask you to identify this clarinet player. It was recorded in 1960. Recognize that, Dave?
It sounds like a Scottish clarinetist who used to be with the Alex Welsh band called Archie Semple.
Well, the reason why is that it is Archie Semple.
That clarinet player sounded like the first Kenny DeVern.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, that's Pee Wee Russell. I mean, the whole
right.
school.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
We had a whole school of guys in this country that either couldn't play properly or tried to play like Pee Wee Russell. Yeah. Bobby. Now, we have a very talented drummer for you. In fact, he's playing one of his own compositions here.
Louis Belson.
1 point.
Anybody? Louis and I studied with the same teacher in Chicago in 1938.
Oh.
We've known each other.
Roy Knapp.
Roy Knapp, that's right.
Right.
You are old. Roy Knapp was the teacher of percussion in Chicago. He had 10 students, and all 10 of us are and were professional drummers.
Really?
I think Louis and I were the only jazz players.
Derek, last question of the quiz for you. Who is this piano player? And you get a bonus if you can tell me the clarinet player. Derek Smith will now announce the name of the pianist.
I've got that. That was easy.
Violet Carson.
Deduct 25 marks from the British team. Now, do I take that as an indication, Derek, that you don't know who the piano player is?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you know who he is, or
no,
yes?
No, I have absolutely no idea.
Anybody on the British team?
I can usually listen to people and find something that I recognize. Yeah, yeah. I can find nothing that I recognize.
Anyone on the
Dick
other
Hyman?
Dick Hyman?
Yeah.
Buddy
DeFranco?
It's
not Buddy DeFranco. Dick Hyman, you get a point. Now, who is the clarinet player?
Phil Bodner.
No.
Oh, Tony Scott?
Bob Wilber. Now, you get a bonus if anybody can name anybody else in the group.
Oh, Dick Hyman.
Now, I've got to close this quiz with a farcical answer. The answer is that the drummer on that thing was Bobby Rosengarten.
Now,
let me ask you, Bobby.
The reason.
Do you remember any of that?
No, I was drinking in those days.
But they paid you for the gig. If you.
Oh, yes. So
that he remembers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I must tell
you. I spent
you
that the money, though.
The Brits have scored 13 points, and our American friends have got 21.
Thanks.
And it remains only now for me to thank you, the players, for playing the game, you, the audience, for listening, and the RAF Uxbridge for having us. And from us all, goodbye.
That was Jazz Gore. The players were Peter Appleyard, Major Holly, Barney Kessel, Bobby Rosengarden, Dave Shepherd and Derek Smith. The chairman was Benny Green, research and questions by Roy Fellett, and the programme was produced by Richard Wilcox. Oh,